from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, good morning and welcome back to Forum. I'm Judy Campbell, in for Michael Krasny. Fremont School Board will vote tonight whether to delay adopting a new health textbook for ninth graders. The book, Your Health Today, has been causing an uproar among some parents who have called it pornographic for its diagrams of male and female sexual organs in various states of arousal and for its descriptions of bondage and sex games. Joining us to talk about this topic is Asfia Ahmed, a parent and school district employee who has been fighting the textbook. Thanks for joining.
You're welcome.
And
Thank you, Judy.
Yeah, and Ann Crosby is clerk of the Fremont Unified School District Board. Thanks for joining, Ann Crosby.
My pleasure.
Asfia Ahmed, you have said you were shocked when you saw this book. Tell me what you saw.
Yes, the first time I was invited to an informational session for this book. When I saw the book, I was shocked because it is not age appropriate for 13 to 15-year-old students.
What sort of... Go ahead.
Sorry. Yeah, there are many things in this book that are not age appropriate. It's not just the sexual education part. It's the whole book. It has a voice of an adult. I mean, it talks to adults.
Right, and you say it actually wasn't intended for a young audience.
It was not. I emailed the author of the book, and she said that it was for college freshmen.
So what? Tell us specifically what's in there that you, and we'll get to you in just a minute, Ann Crosby. Tell us what is in there that you object to.
There are a lot of things in there that I object to. It violates the education code on age appropriateness. It falls short on state standards. More than 50% of state standards. And the board knew that parents had objections to this book, and they still adopted it. I don't know why they adopted it when they knew that the parents are really, really objecting to this book.
Now, you make the point you are not generally, you do not object to sex education, but you do object to what's in this book. What is it that you think, tell us a bit about what you think is appropriate to be in a book like this and where this one goes over the line.
I have three sons, and all three of them have gone to all sex ed classes in Fremont Unified School District. Fremont has sexual education in fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade, and ninth grade. We never have had objections to any of those other books. This book crosses the line when it talks about bondage, when it talks about, you know, it has a question asking these children. It says, tell you this first. It discusses a topic like the push for safer sex in the adult film industry. Is that a question for a 13 or 14-year-old child? I don't think so. And then it's asking a question, should prostitution be legalized? When there are more important topics in the state standards that it's not meeting, it doesn't have anything on puberty, adolescence, oral hygiene, which is a state standard, peer pressure, bullying, a state standard, gangs, mental stress in teens. It does not have anything that they really need at this age. And what they don't need is all there in that book. It's a very good book for college students, but I don't think it's appropriate for 13 to 15-year-old students.
Ann Crosby, give us your sense of what's in the book. We've heard these objections that it's just it's too old for kids this age, that they don't need to know about sexual games. They don't need to know about, what arousal looks like on the body. How do you respond to these concerns?
I think what parents need to know, is that the way they're being approached by the opposition is heightening anxiety, and they're continuing to put out information to try to heighten the anxiety of parents. First of all, it would be unusual for us to have a 13-year-old in our health class. They're 14 and 15-year-olds for the most part. In addition,
this is ninth grade. Is that?
Excuse me. I allowed you to respond. Now allow me to point out the fact that in the email from the author, which I have a copy of, what she actually says is, "I think it is very readable and approachable in writing style for high school age groups. In fact, I work with the high school to use it in a freshman and sophomore health class. So even the author who is hoping that I can correct the record, they're taking one thing that she said out of context in order to make it sound like even the author is opposed to this being
right, and the author has
said not true.
Right, she said she's approved. She thinks that this is appropriate for this age group, but she did say that it was written with college in mind. Is that right?
Correct. My daughter was home this weekend. I made scones that were intended for her. The fact that my husband is eating the scone does not make it inappropriate for him. The same way the textbook may have been written with the intention of it being used in a college course, but it doesn't make it inappropriate. In addition, I think that they're misusing the term inappropriate as it's intended for educational use. There is in the health code, it actually says what appropriate, age appropriate means. So according to Ed Code, our health curriculum needs to be comprehensive, age appropriate, and medically accurate. Okay? So age appropriate, what it means is what children can understand, not whether or not we are putting a moral question of whether or not we think it's right for kids. We can't make that decision. That's up to parents, which is why we give parents the option to remove their child. If they think their own child is not ready for the health class, we give them the option of opting out.
They can
what
opt
they
out
can't
and
do is make that choice for every other parent's child.
We're discussing a newly adopted health textbook in Fremont that some parents complain is pornographic in its sections on sex. If you'd like to join the discussion, give us a call, 866-733-6786. That's 866-733-6786. You can also email your questions or comments to forum@kqed.org or post them on our website, kqed.org/forum. And Ann Crosby, clerk with Fremont United School District, Fremont Unified
also,
School District Board.
I'd like to point out that the previous textbook and version that we were using and that we have used in junior high and high school, that Asya has said, you know, that it's been acceptable for her, the previous version
for
that we've been using,
it
actually has diagrams also. So I think that there's information that parents aren't aware of what they're asking us to stay with, a book that was written before Ed Code actually changed. It was published in 2004. Ed Code changed in 2004. It's out of date. The new textbook that we have adopted was printed in 2013.
Now, Ann Crosby, do you think there's a bit of denial going on here about how much sexual activity there is in this kids these age, or what they're going to soon need to know?
I think
these are very well-intentioned parents who want the best for their kids. I think that unfortunately, it's been characterized as, you know, us and them in a battle, and I don't think that that's really the case. We have some very caring individuals who want to see the best for our kids. However, there is a lot that children today are facing just with media and, you know, music and TV and the internet. All that's coming at them, and I don't believe that it's as easy as we'd like it to be sometimes to protect our children from all those influences. So for Fremont Unified, we would like our professionals who are educated and at ninth grade, they're specifically trained to teach health class, to be able to have those conversations. There is a reason why there's not 13-year-olds in our class, because the classes are taught at the end of the semester so that our teachers have the opportunity to get to know kids, to be able to approach the information in the sexual health portion of the health curriculum in a way that isn't joking, is serious, that they can encourage the students to talk to their parents about this topic and find out their own family's values. When my daughter took the ninth grade health class last year, she came home to me with a questionnaire from her teacher that said, asked me questions about what I thought and how things were for me at her age, and to really have those sort of conversations about our values, which I appreciated. And I think parents need to understand that we're doing our best to try to meet the needs of our students. You know, sexting is in the classroom. You know, we've had incidences right now that kids are walking around. It used to be with cigarettes that you couldn't, you know, smoke a cigarette in the hallway and then put it in your pocket. You can with an e-cigarette. So these are the kind of challenges we're facing that are not addressed in this book. E-cigarettes are not addressed in the
previous book. Yeah. Asfia Ahmed, what about that? It's a new world and things need updating.
Well, we can supplement those things. It's just sexting and e-cigarettes. But what about the things that they need right now? What about puberty? What about adolescence? What about oral hygiene? What about peer pressure? What about bullying? And what about gangs? What about mental stress? There is nothing to address these things for teens in this book.
Now,
I want to ask Anne, if a parent has a daughter who gets pregnant at the age of 15, I want her to show me one page in this book which helps that student deal with this problem. I really challenge the teachers who approve this book to show me where this book is relevant for these teens.
If you're asking,
you're asking
it doesn't have to do with contraception, doesn't have information on contraception, is that?
It doesn't deal with children. It deals with adults. It presumes that the audience, the people that are reading this book, the readers are adults. It presumes that they are already drinking alcohol. It presumes that they're already on drugs. It presumes that they have sexual partners, multiple sexual partners. What 14-year-old?
Currently, the state of California, under federal law, if you're 12 years old, you have the opportunity to say you would like instruction from a healthcare physician without your parent being notified. So, under federal law, even younger, they're recognizing that some children are in adult situations and need to be able to have an adult that they can go to. That's what we're trying to provide. Again, if parents feel that their child is not in a position where they're prepared to have this information, they can remove their child. They can't choose that for all parents.
All right.
And opting out makes my child will miss all the good things in a health class when my child opts out of this class. And what about the bullying that's going on in school?
And I'd also like to ask you, Asfia Ahmed, the school board is voting tonight. The superintendent has recommended that this book be put on hold, going back to the publisher, editing the book. Is that a solution that you agree with?
There, out of the 400 pages, there are half the pages that do not deal with these teens. I don't think that's an option at all. How can you revise a book that's talking to adults?
Okay, we're going to hear from our listeners. Francesca in Oakland, join us.
Hi. I just wanted to say that the school board is designed to serve the parents and the teens in the community. And if the parents don't like the book, the school board's job is to respond to what the parents want. That's their whole entire job, is to educate the children in a manner.
Okay.
Can I respond to that? We're required to follow Ed Code. So although we have a small part of our community that may not feel that this is appropriate for their children, we don't have options.
According
to Ed Code, HIV and AIDS instruction has to be taught once in junior high and once in high school. Students will get this information if they don't opt out. The reason Ed Code changed in 2004 was the increase in rates of HIV/AIDS in high school-age children. So that is one of the reasons we're trying to make sure that our children have the opportunity to protect themselves. We're looking out for the best interests of students. Although there is a vocal group that is creating information that is, in my mind, skewed and not giving the full story, we have also heard from parents on the other side who are saying, please make sure this is available to my child when they get to ninth grade.
Okay, let's bring in Adib from Sunnyvale. Join us. Hi, Adib.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. You know, I don't buy this point that you're given a choice, because I don't believe I am given a choice. You're telling me that if I want to send my child in ninth grade to a sexual education class, they have to learn about fetishes, and I have the option to opt out, but I want them to learn all the other stuff. There's some stuff in this book that's truly not age-appropriate. Ninth graders should not be learning about fetishes, and we decide that as a community and what we're going to teach our kids. You don't get to decide that for us. As parents, we are concerned. Ninth graders should not be taught about fetishes. Are you, I mean, that's ridiculous.
Thank you. Thank you, Adib. And Crosby, yeah, to address that issue.
So
fetishes.
The information that is being taught to students is all about what is an health, the health standard and ed code.
I don't think that class
is an hour long. They have the book is only available in the classroom. So I don't believe that there's going to be that unless parents are heightening this where immediately it's, you know, naughty and kids
let's get to specifics.
Searching for information that because their parents are upset. I believe that none of that, there's not going to be time for searching the book. Now, my daughter has seen this entire book.
So you're saying what is in this book will not necessarily be brought up in class?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's not what's being taught. People are concerned about what's being taught, ed code, health standards. That's what our teachers will be teaching.
All right. Sean writes.
The content is in their hands. Even if they're not taught, it's in their hands to look at. One kid looks at it, the whole class is going to look at it. You know that.
And what is your fear? When I think about that, I think, okay, how is this going to harm our students? I believe the amount of information that's important in the book is most important, and I don't believe that the other information that's in this book that will not be taught will harm our students.
Yeah,
we're looking out for what's best.
Are you concerned that this is, you know, what may drive children to try things that they wouldn't otherwise?
Yes, I am really concerned. I'm concerned that the children are going to read all these words. They're going to Google them. They're going to be doing all that instead of paying attention to their studies. It falls short on state standards. How can Anne say that it meets education code? It falls short on 50% of the state standards, and I've been working on that for the last week.
Science doesn't support that because we talk about sex, children will have sex.
Okay, so here's Sean writes online, these aren't fringe sex topics. They're fairly mainstream at this point. Would you rather teens learn about this from the internet or porn sites? Because they're going to learn it early regardless. A classroom setting is healthier and safer for teenagers to learn this. Noel writes, how many of the critics have read the book in question? Predictable overreaction. Shara Jeske, president of a Niles Elementary School student, writes, I'd rather have my children learn comprehensive sex ed in a classroom setting than on the playground or the internet. As a parent in FUSD, I applaud the board's adoption of a textbook that covers the broad range that is and encompasses human sexuality. Please don't let your narrow views of human sexuality affect my children's education. This has really given the FUSD board a black eye, where a pat on the back is more deserved. And let's hear from callers. Hi, Michelle, join us. Oh,
hello?
I'm sorry. Is this Abul?
Yeah.
Abnal?
Hi. Abhay.
Hi. What, say your name, I'm sorry.
Abhay Gupta.
Okay, and you're calling from Fremont?
Yes.
Yeah, what's your comment or question?
My simple question is actually, why is this approach about take it all or take it nothing?
Yes, you would.
Let me answer that, because the book is geared for college students. Let me give
I'm not talking about the book from your side. I'm talking about from the administrative side. Either you take the whole class or take nothing. You either opt out of the whole class.
Oh, why can't you just opt out of certain sections? Is that the question?
Yes.
And Crosby?
Because some parents concerned only about certain particular section only. Why not have that particular section be just like, okay, this is the class, this day, this is going to be the topic, and just don't attend that day.
I appreciate that question, because actually our permission slip does do that. where parents have the option of opting out of the sexual health portion, and they have the option of opting out of the HIV/AIDS portion. They can choose
Anne,
that for
their
students.
It hasn't come to us yet. The 14th are over, and it hasn't come to us, the opt-out. So there are so many things that the Board of Education is, I mean, the school district is not meeting the parents' needs. First of all, the book is falling short on the state standards, and then it's missing so many important topics, and now we don't have the opt-out forms when we were supposed to have them. So
again, I think there's things that you're saying and that have been in the press that you've been putting out that are inaccurate. There are parts of the book you say are not available that I can find in the book that are there.
Okay, you know, we can't understand you if you're both talking at the same time. So let's take another caller, Carol in Fremont. Hi, join us.
Yes, I'm a teacher. I was served on the Health Sex Ed Advisory Committee for over 15 years at Fremont Unified. I have serious questions of why those members of that committee were not consulted. Those members have reviewed ed code and state standards and therefore had the framework from which to evaluate this. But no, the district just called an informational meeting, the erosion of parental rights for the involvement in the education of their children, a knowing curriculum was violated, and that's an ed code requirement. And I really take opposition with Ann Crosby that says a small vocal group are the ones trying to dictate. Over 4,000 people have signed a petition to stop this book from being used with children. This is not.
Now, those aren't necessarily Fremont parents.
Oh, yes. There may not all 4,000, but I would say 3,000 were. They cross a broad spectrum. This is not just one particular culture or age level. Seniors, cultures galore. The superintendent is holding this book. Why? Because of the signatures, because of the media coverage. You mean to tell me the staff was going to just go forward with this book, and now they're changing their mind because the pressure is on, the embarrassment is there. I would have greater respect for Fremont Unified School District, and I am an alumnus of it and a teacher in it for years, and why they do not admit that there was an error, that they did not involve
the parents. Can I address that from the board's perspective and what we're looking at tonight?
Okay, thanks for your call, Carol.
It's nice to hear from Carol, who isn't a Fremont Unified certificated teacher and has never her children have not attended our schools. So I want to make that clear. That one of the reason we have pulled potentially, I mean, the board is voting on this tonight. The reason we're considering delaying it for a year is due to conversations we've had with the publisher and the author where we can remove portions that would not be taught anyway and make the book better for our students. So it has given us an opportunity to customize the book for Ed Code and health for ninth grade students so that more of our parents won't allow sort of the information and misinformation that they've been getting to encourage them to pull their kids from a class that they would benefit from. So I think Fremont Unified is being thoughtful, and our teachers are supportive of doing what's best for our students and having that opportunity in over the next year to create a textbook that's even better for our students and that will continue to have Ed Code and the health standard in mind.
All right. Now we have an email from Joseph who writes, "Your guest is incredibly rude and exemplifies a prevalent problem in government. Specifically, she fails to recognize that the role of the school board and government is not to dictate to parents how children should be raised, but to teach those children based on the standards of the parents and their community." On Twitter, a listener writes, "Speaking as a now grown child of the internet, the worst thing parents can do is hope for ignorance." Online, Andrew writes, "You can't just pick and choose what you get out of education. What's next, censoring evolution and global warming?" And online, Sally writes, "It's ignorant to think that teenagers are not aware of oral sex and bondage. These things are mainstream concepts now, and not allowing teenagers to learn about them in a safe setting where they can ask questions is doing a disservice to our children." On Facebook, Alina writes, "These parents need to get a clue. There are 13 and 14-year-olds having sex right now. Adults need to get over their discomfort and start providing real, science-based, guilt-free, religion-free, answers and guidance about sex. Michelle is joins us from Fremont. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
So all those just completely verified what I was going to say. These kids are on the internet. They watch these shows. They see all this stuff. I don't understand how parents think that these kids are not seeing this stuff. And I don't understand how parents and groups outside of Fremont have a say in these. This affects our kids here in Fremont. We should be the ones that have a say in it, not people in other cities. I don't get that. I don't understand how this has been allowed to be fought against with people outside of Fremont that does not affect their kids.
Asfia Ahmed, can
you
respond?
There are 1,000 parents who signed this petition from here in Fremont, and they have all looked at the book. They have. I've had people borrowing my book every day for hours to look at the book before signing the petition. And have you, as
signed the
a
petition,
person
I
who has read
even
the
looked
book,
at it.
Beg your pardon?
Share with me. I know that parents that have signed the petition that has not looked at the book.
People who have looked at the book have really been shocked by it.
Okay.
And let me tell you this. If you see kids outside having sex, yes, there is a wide spectrum of students in these classes. The schools should find a middle ground rather than exposing other people's children to the extreme end of the spectrum.
Asfia Ahmed, do you think there has been a little disconnect here between the school board and the community in Fremont? It's a majority Asian community. These are, you know, cultures. I have seen, you know, people say that the school board is not taking into account that there are people that may be more conservative than the school board is. And
definitely.
Cultural differences.
On this issue, the informational session was a farce. We didn't have time to look at the book. And then the parents were not informed on time, so they could not come and look at the book. It was done during the summer when the school was out. That's not how you do it. That's not how a textbook is adopted, especially a textbook that's so controversial. And like everybody is saying that we are misinformed, we are not. We are parents. We are educated parents. We are teaching in schools. I have taught my special education kids last year the old book.
Okay.
And I know that very important issues are missing from this book for this age.
Okay. Well, there will be a vote before the school board tonight on whether to delay the adoption of this while it's sent back to the publishers. Thanks so much for joining Asfia Ahmed, parent and local and school district employee, and Ann Crosby, clerk, Fremont Unified School District Board. Thank you both so much for joining. I'm Judy Campbell. Thanks for listening.
Funds for the production of Forum are provided by the members of KQED Public Radio, the Germanicos Foundation, and the Generosity Foundation, and by a generous gift from Jan Schremm and Maria Minetti Schremm, founders of Clos Pegase Winery, who believe that all people deserve access to education, information, and culture for a lifetime of exploration and learning.